Hello everyone, it is me, Saida, and in this episode I will be talking about how I have struggled with my motor skills growing up and how I struggle with my physical abilities that I have had and faced with due to my genetic disease. When I was a little girl, I was born with my genetic disease called partial trisomy AQ duplicate syndrome, and it causes me to have lots of delays in certain areas. I was delayed in walking, and I was delayed in talking and other skills. I did not know how to walk at all, and I did not know how to talk either. And my due to my genetic condition, and it caused me to have lots of problems with knowing how to move around. Some days I was crawling, and then when I got older, when I did walk around and move, I was always running into stuff, and I was always stumbling and losing my balance constantly. Oftentimes, I lost my balance so much where people would think that I was clumsy a lot, because I always struggled with my physical abilities, my physical movements. And it was very challenging at times, and I continued to struggle with it more when I got older, and it got to a point where it wasn't getting no better at all, and so I had to reach out to my medical team to figure out what's going on, and so they told me that my genetic disease caused me to have all these physical challenges that I face. A lot of times, and with the condition, it caused me to have to do it physical therapy, and I'm in the process of getting occupational therapy as well, and I work with my neurologist to keep everything monitored, and starting next year, my medical team is going to have me work with neurology back up again to make sure that there's nothing separate that has caused me to have my physical challenges, and they want to make sure that there is nothing else going on. They want to make sure that everything that I do face is on the physical level due to my genetic disease and not no other condition, and they also want to make sure I have no other type of rare disease that affects the physical parts of the body when it comes to movements. And I have faith in my medical team, and I have faith and confidence that they will help me no matter what. And if I do have another rare disease that caused me to have physical challenges, I'd rather know as a young age and get help for it all. And I am looking forward to continuing work with neurology and doing my occupational therapy. And I love myself for what I have. I wouldn't change it for anything. And I always thankful. I always want to let others know that no matter what your physical challenge is, you are just a special, unique one of a kind. And don't let no one try to make you feel bad for having physical disabilities or physical challenges with yourself. There's nothing wrong with it. It's nothing bad. It just means you're a unique individual. And I'm thankful that I can get help for everything. And if you are struggling, just know that you are not alone. And there are so many here that are willing to support you and guide you through. And I am here for each and every single one of you all. And if you ever need anyone to reach out to, or you feel overwhelmed, you can always reach out to me on Facebook, Saida Mahoney. And I am also on Instagram at Wonder Girl Saida. And to all the parents that might have young ones who are dealing with conditions like these, help them. Don't give up on them. It's hard to have a disability, but it is up to each and every single one of you all to make sure your child and your loved one is have all the correct tools they need to do good and have access to good treatments and support. And don't give up on them. Thanks for listening. Bye.